Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Price, P-R-I-C-E. Her address is P.O. Box 2451, Paradise, California, 95967. Phone 530-521-3403. Date of birth is 3/11/1972. ID is leave a blank. It's addressed to Robert Grigg, G-R-I-G-G, Paradise Medical Group. You can leave a blank for the rest of the information. Dear Robert and professional colleagues, Angela Price returned today for neurological reevaluation with results of her lumbar MRI and her electrodiagnostic testing. New paragraph. The lumbar MRI completed on October 3rd, 2022 shows retrolisthesis and severe left neuroframinal stenosis, moderate on the right at L5-S1, and a trace of spondylolisthesis with moderate left neuroframinal stenosis at L4-L5. New paragraph, the electrodiagnostic study showed normal nerve conduction functions. New paragraph, the spinal evoked F-wave responses for the tibial nerve showed some temporal dispersion consistent with proximal pathology in the spine. New paragraph, the bipolar needle EMG was abnormal, showing subacute and chronic denervation in a L5-S1 distribution. New paragraph. She has initiated and successfully completed her first pain management injection with Dr. Butts, which lasted for 12 days. New paragraph. She's returned for one follow-up that at this time has only been partially successful. New paragraph. She's due for a follow-up test, and if follow-up injection, and if successful, then ablative therapy will be considered. New paragraph, we discussed her pain management today, and I've indicated to her that she needs to work through the process of treatment, and if successful, consider routine follow-up care. New paragraph, if unsuccessful, then we discussed a potential referral for board-certified spinal orthopedic surgery evaluation and surgical intervention. New paragraph, I will see her for follow-up in a few weeks as she moves forward with her pain management treatment. New paragraph, I will send a follow-up report then, period.